Sick in particular is up for reconsideration for its rural status, and that's a federally initiated process. So that's going to be a battle. And I think importantly, this office has a platform on which to speak to federal issues that I've already experienced can be an effective platform. Mm-hmm. It's remarkable. Everybody answers your call. even people in the federal government who have, no vested interest, simply because when we're talking about how this job is personal, you're representing the voice, metaphorically, the voice for 18,000 people. So, even a bureaucrat in Washington, D.C., who will never meet me in his or her life ever, will make, considerable time to answer questions, to advocate, to ask questions, to talk with other people in the agency. So that's just to say that, even on the subsistence issue, I don't see state government as my sandbox. If there's a problem, my job is to try to make it better, to fix it, to solve it, even if it's federal. So subsistence will be extremely active, and it's also, a certain sense of political job. I'm trying to think of a good example. Well, I was just talking with a constituency group a few days ago about a bill that group was interested in, and to a certain extent, I work here every day. I get a sense of who cares about what issue, and if there's a bill that's going to be coming to a close floor vote or a close committee vote, my job is to provide information to those constituents to know who the swing votes are, to let them know how they can be most effective. So in a certain sense, I'm always in political mode. I'm always looking for where the lever is, where the fulcrum is on any issue, and providing that information and then organizing coalitions to try to prevail on that given issue.
So that's the two-way street. The constituent says, Jonathan, I'm really concerned about X, Y, and Z. And you say, well, who you should talk to then is so-and-so, because they're kind of on the fence about X, Y, and Z.
We're all in it together.